Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Show 3 o'clock hour on the fan, and just like
it's
the Wendy's Big
already?
Show. Well, actually, it's 3:12, so that's when you start the 3 o'clock hour on the Wendy's Big Show. 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, the freeradio.com app. Thanks for our radio.com sports insider, Michael Lombardi, joining us a few minutes ago. Also, we're going to bring you back our conversation with Packers left tackle David Bakhtiari in about 25 minutes from right now. And no, Leroy did not ask him about his girlfriend, Stunner. 414-799-1250, live at 105.7 FM, the fan. .com, Wendy's fresh, never frozen inbox. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, you've been in this town for almost, what, how old are you, like 40-some years old, right?
30? Go ahead, take your guess. How old do you think I am?
43.
Good job.
Was I right?
Yep.
Oh, nice. I couldn't get that number to hit in Keno, but that will work out.
Oh, I never play it.
So it's, you're sitting here right now as a 43-year-old man that's lived in this area his entire life, done sports talk radio in this town for almost 25
Since
years.
Since 94. Yep.
And you're watching a team, that was when I was born. So you're now sitting here with
I graduated
a team
high school, you jerk.
That is in the top 10, undefeated, and has shut out four different opponents in the Wisconsin Badgers.
Mm-hmm.
You have a team with a new head coach, first time in almost a decade and a half that they've had a new head coach. And they are right now one of the three best teams in the conference, one of the three top favorites in the conference to represent that team in that conference in the Super Bowl. That is the Green Bay Packers. 414-799-1250, and to you, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, which football team in the state has been more surprising to you, the Badgers or the Packers?
Yeah, if you listen to the show, you know it's the Badgers. I've been telling y'all this was going on. The Badgers did not see it coming. Sorry, didn't have faith in Jack Cohen. We talked about it leading up to the season, and I just continued to say, we went over the schedule. I had them losing like the first game of the non-conference. We looked over the schedule, and I just simply said, this whole season will come down to Jack Cohn. If Jack Cohn plays better than what he looked like last year, they can win a bunch of games. If he looks like he looked last year, they're going to be a middle-of-the-road 500-type team playing on a meaningless bowl game at the end of December. That's how this whole thing will play out. I didn't have a lot of faith. I want to grab Mertz to start. And Jack Cohen, you can transfer, go wherever you want. I don't really care. Let's play Graham Mertz and try and win a championship in 3 years and let Graham Mertz take his lumps this year and move forward. Obviously, that's not the Wisconsin way. That's not how the Badgers do business. That's not how Paul Chryst does business. Let your elder statesmen play and give them, you know, the benefit of the doubt going forward. They sat there, waited that whole time, let him play. Okay, fine. So they let him play. And Jack Cohen has had his moments where he's looked really good. And Jack Cohen has had a couple of moments where you're like, that's the guy from last year. So you still don't really know how this is going to look against Ohio State. You're hoping you get the guy that's looked really good at moments in time. I don't think anybody really saw the dominant defense, though. I think that's the aspect. I knew they would be good defensively. I like Jim Leitern as a defensive coordinator. I think he's really good at what he does. I think he's going to be in the NFL eventually or a head coach at a pretty nice-sized Division I program along the way here. That's the aspect that really shocked me more than anything else. Cohen's played better than I thought he would, for sure. But that defense, man, this is a different level of dominance than we've seen from a Badger defense in a while. You start pitching shutouts like they are and just dominating football games on that side of the football. We have not seen that in quite some time from this Badgers defense.
Gary, you have a team that shut out four of their six opponents in the Wisconsin Badgers and then utterly dominated another one that they were possibly supposed to lose to in the Michigan Wolverines that came to their house. But which team to you has been more surprising playing for both the Badgers and the Packers this year? One's number six in the country, undefeated in a showdown with Ohio State in 2 weeks for control of the Big Ten. And the other one is possibly the best team in the NFC.
Well, listen, the surprising move to me was Jack Cohen. I thought the young freshman Mertz was probably going to come in and be the starter. Jack Cohen is better than what we had last year. And who was the starting quarterback last year? He played Florida State.
Alex Hornibrook.
Never thought I'd say that. I mean, I thought that was going to be a big loss for the Badgers, but he is way better than Hornibrook. And Jack Cohen's not even reached his ceiling or potential yet. I mean, you go back and look at the game last week, I think maybe Taylor only rushed for like 80, 90 yards or something like that on like 25 like carries. 80. What you had to do is rely. Now, he didn't throw it a ton, but you had to rely on him to make some plays and hit some passes downfield, and he was able to do that. I agree with Steve. I just didn't think this Badger defense would be as good as it is. I mean, they're back to right now how they were when they had, like, J.J. Watt in them, but they don't have a J.J. Watt. I mean, but they've got backers, and they've got Jimmy Leonard's just been awesome. He's been able to confuse people. You don't know where they're coming from.
Zach Bond's playing really well.
They're playing really well.
They lost their starting safety, too, in Nelson.
Right, and so they're playing some really good football defensively, and of course, special teams, you know, they're doing okay. Now, they replaced their punt returner this past game that I was at, and they went back with one of those young receivers that they've had. So, and listen, to me, they've got a first-round draft pick in Quintez Cephas that they don't really use. This receiving core is probably the best receiving core in the history of Badger football. I mean, as a group, they are just unbelievable. And I must say, listen, I've been talking about Jonathan Taylor. That cat will be the first running back taken in the draft.
Absolutely. I think
he's probably going to be a top 10 pick easily. I don't know when the last time. So they've got a lot of talent. The offensive line was last year was supposed to be the best offensive line in football, but this offensive line that they have right now is probably the best they've ever had. But it's a lot of unsung guys that you didn't really know about.
They don't have a guy that right away is looking at like, oh, no. That dude is going to go.
He's
out in the top 10.
Yeah, he's out in trouble. No, they don't. But as a team, as a collective unit, I mean, they work well. The tight end Ferguson is playing pretty good. I mean, he's filled a good void for him. It's just. Their biggest test is Ohio State. Let's just be honest about it, right?
Absolutely, it is.
We saw Michigan come in. We know what Michigan is. We thought that we could beat Michigan. I don't know if that was a big test for us, but it's going to be Ohio State. Ohio State recruited at a whole different level than what the Badgers are. So that's the game, right? I mean, had they were playing Penn State would be another big game, but they don't get Penn State this year. Who Penn State got this weekend?
Penn State gets Michigan, and that game is going to be heard right here on The Fan. Pre-game's going to start at 6 o'clock this Saturday. Michigan and Penn State.
Look at that. So they don't get Penn State. So you play who's on the schedule, like Leroy always says. What's your question, Billy?
Which team has been more surprising to you in the state? Wisconsin or Green Bay?
It's got to be Green Bay. I mean, for me, by a mile. I mean, probably hitting not even close. And really, how Green Bay's winning. I mean, we don't even have this on the docket, but I'm going to allude to it again. Aaron Rodgers is not an MVP candidate right now. Not even really in the top five. You just go look and see. But the record is 5-1. You start looking at the teams that are 5-1 or 4-2. I mean, he's not even really in there. I mean, they're winning, right? They're winning with their defense. They put that defense on Monday night. They put their defense out there on Monday night. Was absolutely incredible.
In compromised situations, time in and time out. They're going on short fields, Leroy. They're turning the football over. Their special teams is turning the football over. And for you playing at both levels, I want to get your belief on it after the break. Which one you believe has been more surprising? And you had 414-799-1250. Which one has been more surprising to you, the Wisconsin Badgers or the Green Bay Packers? And also, this is some cool news for my man, Ryan Horvath. You guys have wanted more
Horvy
of the Chuck and Winkler program, and now us at The Fan are giving it to you. Starting on Monday, my man, Ryan Horvath, has his own show. It is the Chuck and Winkler pregame show. It starts at 5 a.m. each weekday. Ryan's going to give us some of the best sound that we had from the day before. He'll listen to maybe some David Bakhtiari there in the morning, but then he's going to let you know what's coming up on that day's show at Chuck and Winkler, and also on Green and Gold Mondays. He's going to talk some Packers football with you. Ryan Horvath is going to start live at 5 on The Fan.
When they could be paying me more. I need to talk to somebody about this.
Yeah, can you also throw in there for me? But
no, I'm going to mess it up for me.
That's okay. I'm getting that Radio Supermax next year. It's all good. 414-799-1250. Which football team has surprised you more in the state, the Wisconsin Badgers or the Green Bay Packers? That answer next from Leroy Butler. David Bakhtiari coming up in about 15 minutes from right now. But right now, it's Pella Windows and Doors.
Guys, I'm going to talk to you a little bit some about my good friends over Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Now, stats say that you're exposed to about 4,000 to 10,000 ads per day. But what makes any of those offers a truly great deal is the value of everything you get with it. And here's what you're going to get with the Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin, and here's their latest offer. Choose 50% off installation or zero APR financing for 48 months.
I like that.
Right? But here's what makes the offer from Pella your best deal right now, the selection. Not just one or two, but nine styles of windows to fit your particular taste and in a choice of luxurious wood, fiberglass, or vinyl. Financing, folks, options for every budget, lower than typical home equity loans. Insulation, done in as little as one day, year-round. Each window replacement can happen in a matter of minutes and is completed one at a time. The best lifetime warranty, folks, on wood windows. Cool innovations. Pella has over 150 design patents from between the glass blinds to the 2019 award-winning roll screen that practically disappears out of view. All these reasons and more make Pella offer even better, including this, guys. Here's what we're doing now. Through November 14th, choose 50% off installation or 0% APR financing for 48 months. Visit PellaWI.com today and tell them that Gary and Leroy sent you.
Which football team's been more surprising, the Green Bay Packers or the Wisconsin Badgers? It's future Hall of Famers perspective next on The Fan.
Oh, he's still critical. Like, you know, like I said last week, you know, there's still meat on the bone. You know, we're still hungry. You know, there's still plays that we left out there. You know, we want to be truly dominant. We take advantage of any mistakes that offense makes. You know, any kind of miscues, we want to take advantage of that and dominate. So he's definitely critical of us still. Yeah.
That's linebacker Chris Orr talking about Jim Leonard, his defensive coordinator. Gary, that's one of my favorite players on that Badger team. I understand how great Jonathan
Sounds
Taylor
like he's
is.
Been around forever.
He talks like he's a 16-year NFL vet.
Yeah.
Like, was it Chris Orr or Thomas Davis that we just heard from? Like, in that sense, the dude knows where he's supposed to be, but also that can be just scheming and coaching, and they are coached better than anybody else in the Big Ten, and we talk about it all the time, and you do as most of the time, with the pros and the Joes and the guys that you're getting on campus that right before they even put on a uniform, before they even strap up their helmet and get the stickers at the end of their first camp on their helmet, you know that dude's going to be a baller for you.
The bros are the Joes or the Timmies and the Jimmies. I mean, either one. I mean, you got to have them. And, you know, listen, the Badge has been able to take a lot of these guys that are 2-3-star, sometimes 1-star guys and turn them into football players. And they've been able to do that. Now they're going to have a, you know, they're going to be in school for 5 years. So most of these guys are going to be fifth year seniors. So what? I mean, but I think ultimately that hurts you when you're trying to go undefeated, right? I mean, I think at the end of the day, when you're trying to go undefeated, you've got to have the talent. Game in and game out is tough. Listen, I've said this before. When Penn State first got into the Big Ten, they thought they were going to run roughshod over the Big Ten because all they thought they had to play was Michigan and Ohio State. Those are the only two teams they thought that they had to play. Well, it was the weekly grind that Penn State didn't bank on. They didn't bank on big jokers from Wisconsin. They didn't bank on big corn-fed jokers in Iowa. They didn't bank on big cats down in Minnesota. I mean, they didn't bank on Michigan State. And then before you know it, they've lost to like Illinois, Purdue, or, you know, one of those kinds of teams because they're beat up from all these other games that they've played. But now, listen, Penn State's been a great addition to our conference, but it is not. If you go back 20 years ago, whenever they came in, They didn't think it was going to be this hard. I mean, I don't know how many Big Ten championships they've won since they've been here, but it wasn't as profitable as they thought it would be, or easy as they thought it would be coming into the Big Ten. Big Ten is tough. It's tough because of the gauntlet of teams that you play. Now that we've added on Maryland, Rutgers, I don't really know what those two programs bring to it other than visibility and East Coast, but it's a tough conference to play in top to bottom.
And location for Penn State. And I think that's one thing that's kind of cool about the additions. But in trying to get
right,
these,
you're right.
Right. So they have some more rivalries that are a little bit closer to them. But Sparky, in this Big Ten, you and I talked about it a lot on Monday. And it was a Big Ten champion that's undefeated is going to get into the college football playoff. It's a Big Ten champion. That is the second best football conference in the country.
But
that didn't happen last year, though, did it?
No.
Because no one was undefeated.
Nobody was undefeated. But see, that's the problem. The but is if the Badgers beat Ohio State, but then lose to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game, then there's nobody going to the playoffs from the Big Ten.
Nope.
That's the end of it.
Yep.
That's it.
Ohio State will go if they avenge their only loss.
Sure.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they will.
I'm not sure.
If Wisconsin wins out, now Wisconsin can't lose another game. But if Wisconsin
Wisconsin's undefeated and loses to Ohio State in the Big Ten championship game.
Oh, then, yeah, no.
Well, Ohio State goes in with one loss to Wisconsin.
Oh, no, no,
Wisconsin
no. Yes,
comes in undefeated.
And they avenge their one loss in Indiana.
Ohio State then will go.
You think so?
Yes. Yeah, because the same thing's going to happen in the SEC with Georgia. Because that's all
done.
The noise I'm hitting. No, it's not.
They're done.
No, it's not.
Yeah,
they're already saying.
I watched that South Carolina game.
Well,
they're done.
They're saying if Georgia wins the SEC, they're in the playoffs.
And you should be.
You won
the best conference in football.
That's the word out there right now.
And people won't believe me, but if Wisconsin loses 2 weeks from now or a week and a half, whatever you want to call it, at 11 a.m. kick at Ohio State, but then they go and beat the Buckeyes in Indianapolis,
Wisconsin will get in.
Because that's just how good this conference is, despite the name brand. Sorry, that Steve, I got off on a tangent there.
No.
Got a little fired up. Because they've earned the respect nationwide. They have. But now they have to get the signature win to get them to the upper echelon. Leroy, who have you been more impressed with on the football teams in the state?
I got to be more. This is biased. I'm glad you saved me for last. You got to be more impressed with the Packers. No one expect them to be 5-1. Come on, guys.
Well, the way they're doing it, 5-1, it's straight crazy.
You got two free agents, really three free agents. A lot of people didn't know a whole lot about Amos and the Smith brothers. I mean, why would you give a guy $66 million?
Is this more because you don't want to watch college football because you don't want to watch Florida State?
No. They're coming around. They've been playing better lately, Florida State.
They're coming around. I'm glad
Taggart's feeling good
though.
About himself.
I'm glad to have Hornibrook have some stabilization there. You got to have a grown man. He's
stabilization?
Grown.
Stabilization.
But my thing is, I have a Heisman Trophy candidate in my backyard. I'm not surprised that they're doing this. I mean, I didn't see a bunch of shutouts.
Mm-hmm.
But since Jimmy Leonard's been there, I've always played good defense. But can you play great defense? And I am just tickled about what the Packers are doing because it's throwing everything off. Because teams like Dallas, people thought would be 5-1, the Packers would be 3-3. Maybe I expected the same thing. So that's a pleasant surprise.
Sure.
To go all the way back to when people said nobody wanted to go to the stockholders meeting. Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
And excitement was down. You can't get a ticket in there now, because you just can't. I'm telling you, it's hard. Now, Gary, you went to the game homecoming with some of his homeboys. I follow Gary on Instagram. I advise everybody to do that because he's very entertaining. He's just like himself.
A little different than the other people
takes
you follow on
Instagram. Takes a lot of pictures
of
himself
or
something. I don't get why he do that. But dude. And I still have those pictures of him with no clothes on that I'm going to release as soon as he make me mad. Gary, now what time did the students get there for homecoming? Now let's get this right now, because I want to revisit this.
Oh, no, we're not revisiting
second
that.
Quarter.
Huh?
Second
it's
quarter.
Homecoming.
Yeah, there's a lot going on homecoming. Yeah.
What time the game started?
2:30.
2:30. So why can't they get there?
Well, we don't want to talk about. Here's what all I got to say.
It's
about
homecoming.
That. Here's what I got to say
there's
about
a
that.
Lot going
and,
on.
And Billy experienced this himself.
Okay. Billy went?
No, well, he went. Well, yeah, he went to one of the games.
Went to the Michigan game.
Yeah. Okay.
But,
so you know.
But he was at the Packer game Monday night.
Right.
Right now,
yeah,
electrifying.
Yeah,
that's the difference. When you walk into Camp Randall, it's not electrifying because it's just so many empty seats.
Right.
But when you went to Lambeau Field,
on fire.
Soon Billy walked, stepped his foot right in the bowl, his hair raised right up on the back of his neck. You know what he said? Let me get a 24-ounce.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to get two of them. And I'm going to need two.
But that probably happened after the softball game last night, too.
Got a good point.
Can that we not talk about that game last night?
Oh,
what happened?
No. Yeah, we do. Perfect time for. We're about to go to sports flash.
Can we not talk about that game last night?
30 seconds.
David Bakhtiari is next.
What happened?
Hey, man, tell us about the softball game.
What happened?
I had the worst possible play of all time that I think I've ever made in my entire life.
Come on,
really? I started chirping. It was a huge game. It was for first place in our league.
Come on,
but it wasn't the playoffs. It was just the regular season game.
It was just the regular season game, but I started chirping the pitcher early on. Uh-oh. He missed a couple of spots. I was saying, hey, come on, get the next one, Willie. I got his name right away, and I was in it. And then
you struck out?
No,
his lateral movement wasn't the best last night.
You struck out?
I swung
in softball?
I swung at a pitch before it even was coming down.
Oh, Jesus.
Well, yeah, but he's really tall.
Could happen to a better guy.
Then, then there's more. Then I'm playing second base.
Uh-oh.
And
you should not be at second.
I should be at second base. I'm an incredible athlete.
Hey, man, listen, if your boy can play it, you can play it.
What's that supposed
to mean? But when I saw the ball go up in the air, it was very windy last night now.
It was.
It was windy.
And I think I overcompensated for the wind.
Okay.
And I was flying out here like I was covering, 200 yards of ground before this thing came out. And I overran the heck out of this.
And you ripped. And you ripped Trent Grisham.
And I slid and went, and I just dug a hole about maybe 4.5-5 inches into the dirt of where my knee hit when I tried to come back and overcompensate.
Why overran
the baseball.
Because this your boy, man. He has
did
no
anybody
talent.
Score?
Three scored.
Three scored?
The bases were loaded.
It was
y'all friend went those
but everybody, was really smart. They all went halfway. They the good base running by everybody around.
Could have been worse. Could have been me last night.
I mean, we got run ruled, so it wasn't the only play that we didn't make.
Did you lose 30-1?
No, 20-5.
Not so bad.
Billy, you could have been
y'all lost 20-5? You got a fold on your foundation.
I lost 30-1 on Monday.
Oh, y'all should fold y'all foundation up, too. Fold
you
it
don't
up.
Expect that from a premium athlete like myself.
No, you're not premium no more.
What do you expect from J&J contractors?
Gary, what do you expect from J&J contractors?
Right, not 30-1.
20-5. No, we're not coming to see you play if you're that bad.
Please don't. It was brutal.
Guys,
was
go check my good friends out at J&J Contractors. They can make all your dreams come true. If you're looking to remodel your inside of your house, my good friends and J&J Contractors can help you do that. I mean, for example, if you need a new kitchen, if you need to remodel your bathroom or a new bathroom, add on to some livable space to your house. Let's say redo your basement, make it into a man cave, or you've got some extra kids coming along, and maybe you should, make that a game room downstairs. Mm. My good friend, because now you and the lady, you kind of want your own space, and the kids
your
can,
own game room.
Yeah, and then the kids can have their own space. And so my good friends at J&J Contracts can do that. Guys, if you have a dream, they can make it come true. Call them up today. Ask for Jason at J&J Contractors.
Wendy's Big Show, your chance at $1,000 is right now. Text SAND to 72881. Text SAND, S-A-N-D, SAND to 72881. Your chance at $1,000 roster bonus on the fan throughout the 3 o'clock hour is SAND. And then we'll give you one more keyword during 4 o'clock for another chance today. That makes $8,000 given away on the fan each weekday. This is 105.7 FM, 1250 AM, and thefreeradio.com. I have the only show in the state with two former Packers, and we always make it three when David Bakhtiari joins us Tuesdays at 4:35. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer starts it up with some controversy once again.
Hey, man, when are you going to stop getting out of the headlines for all this stuff up on the defensive line, man? I mean, last week, it's Holden, you tell us what all happened. Now this week, it's you, the refs, hands to the face game. That'll go down in history, the NFL annals featuring David Bakhtiari. Man, if you just want some more airtime on our show, you can come on every day if you want.
Yeah, you guys figured me out.
That's all it is. I mean, that's cool. Trey Flowers probably very happy about it, but that's cool. So what do you make all about this hubbub? Everybody talking about the referees gave the Packers the game at the end and all that crap.
I mean, call's going to go both ways. Again, you know, we didn't say it. I made headlines again. I'm the holding champion, I think. I might take the belt this year.
Yeah, they're going to be watching you now.
Triple H will send you one.
The best part, I'll even say, go look at the ninth play. I have four holding calls. Yes, I, David Bakhtiari, have four holding calls. I can tell you all, there's three that are terrible, and there's one, yes, I absolutely did hold. I have no problem admitting it. I did hold.
Oh, that's a drop.
I don't have eyes in the back, man. I didn't know Aaron was over there, but other than that, these other three, I'm like, at this point, I was like, what is going on? It wasn't even my guy I was even blocking. I was putting a hand up to help someone, and I'm getting called. I'm like, okay, you know what? But you know what? I'll take it because calls go both ways. You know, we get two hands of face calls where I'm battling, and, you know, everyone wants to go any which way. Listen, they're close calls for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best way I'm going to answer that one. They're close calls for a reason. And if you're going to ask me, and the way I've said it, there's a couple players that I played in my career where half the time I'm staring up at the sky literally the whole game, and this was one of the games where I was looking up at the sky more than I think I was actually looking and seeing my actual defender.
So then do you because you know that going in, then do you go to the refs and say, hey, you know, maybe can you check this out? This guy's doing this. This guy's doing that. But you're not really complaining. You just say, hey, can you just take a close? I mean, do you ever do that?
What I usually do is once it becomes just very extra and repetitive, and I'll just be like, hey, what are you guys looking at back there? We put two referees back there literally to watch the line because you guys want to call more penalties on us. So obviously you have a second set of eyes. Are you not seeing this? So it was after like a third or fourth time in a row. You can even see it on film. I look at the ref after the play. I'm just tapping my face and I'm like, are we not going to call this today? Because if we're not, I might as well start using it. Because this is just, enough's enough.
I love it. I mean, I don't blame you at all from that perspective. And you know, the other thing that's interesting is you've got, you know, Packer fans and everything else going back to other games where calls probably didn't necessarily go the Packers' way before this whole thing was said and done. Do you guys ever get to the point where, you know, you're in the locker room and you're like, finally it went our way for once in this game?
You know, I think we're just happy the way things played out. I'd say it like that. I don't like to use and say, you know, refs won this game, refs lost this game for us, because there's a lot more plays than just that one play that we could have either helped ourselves to win or not lose. So I don't like pinpointing one specific play because there's 60 minutes. There's so many different things that can happen that could change the output of the game. You can't focus it on one call.
You know, so it seems like, though, every week there's somebody new. We talked about, I mean, last week it was Aaron Jones. Now Jamal Williams comes back. But then you've got another guy, this Alan Lazard, comes out of nowhere and make really two great plays for you.
Yeah, he was fired up. I know him and Aaron have been they've been next to each other in team meeting. They forged a little bit of a friendship. Seen him come out there and make plays. He's done it in practice, and to see it out there in a game like scenario, I'm sure that gave him a bunch of confidence, and Aaron also confidence in him to throw him the ball in a game, not just practice. And also, I mean, he's got a lot of swagger to him. He's a younger guy. He came mm-hmm. in the huddle, and hearing him drop a couple F bombs and saying that this guy can't cover me and throw me the ball, and he's, you know, this and that. And I was like, okay, all right, Alan. Like, you know, you like hearing that.
That gets you juiced up, doesn't it, as a guy blocking for the situation?
Absolutely, especially seeing when he catches that ball. He has a chance as a wide receiver. When you catch a ball and you can do a little shake and just get out of bounds, and he does a little shake instead of staring at the out of bounds, he lowers his shoulder pads and tries to run over a DB. Not only is that energizing for him and obviously the sideline, but that's energizing the entire offense.
Talk about the 5-1 Green Bay Packers with their left tackle David Bakhtiari on the Wendy's Big Show.
David, what are some of the rituals you have before a game that you stick to? Like for me, that when I got to the stadium, I used to take a shower for whatever reason. I felt like I had to take a shower. And the same guy, Kurt Fielding, would tape me, but he had to do it at the Brett Favre. And I had to wear a gold army shirt under my pads. If I didn't do that particular routine, I didn't feel right. Was it something, that a routine that you do every time before a game?
Yeah, I actually, I mean, being at home, you can do all your rituals because you obviously that's your locker that you work with, so I can do all of them. But I mean, I pretty much do the same thing. I completely roll out. I go in the hot tub. I stretch. I do a complete submerged dunk in the cold tub. I shower. I have Nate Weir always tape my ankles. I listen to pretty much the same music, same playlist. I make sure to tape. Make sure to get stretched actually after I'm getting done, after I got done taping my ankles with Nate, get stretched by one of our strength coaches, and then Chris Gizzy, and then I do my hand tape, put on my shoulder pads. Same ritual. I mean, even have the same rituals I have when I run on the field. Make sure to do a couple sets and run block, pass block movements on the 25-yard line. I've been doing that since college.
So what do you do to the hair? What do you just let it fly? You put it in the ponytail, the Steven Seagal look. What's going on with
that? Well, he showers, man. It looks great after that.
Well, I don't know. He may put some gel in it or something. I don't know.
No. I that's just that all natural. That's all I need.
I heard that.
H2O.
David Bakhtiari needs no leave-in conditioner for that set of lettuce that he's got behind him. He does have better. The one only man in the world that I'll admit has better hair than me. David Bakhtiari joining us here on the Wendy's Big Show. So, David, now you guys start to maybe get into a little bit more of a routine with some Sunday games, and you do have the Sunday night game in KC in a couple of weeks. How has the schedule been on you guys? Because you haven't really gotten into a regular Sunday noon slate schedule here through the first 6 weeks.
It's been a little up and down, especially with this is a whole new coaching staff. So we're still figuring out how they're going to treat the schedule. You know, obviously I'd been 6 years with the same coaching staff prior, so I knew exactly how they're going to treat Thursday schedules, our Monday through Saturday routines. So it's definitely taking a little bit of getting used to, but I think we've done well. Obviously our record kind of speaks for that. And I think that's a testament to Coach LaFleur.
You know, when you look at your defense, because right now I think they're playing lights out right now. What has been most impressive for you with that defensive ball club you guys have right now?
I think not only are we as a football team playing complementary football defensively, they're playing they're complementing each other. I think the front four is getting after the quarterback or making him unsettled in the pocket, which is making him throw uneasy throws. And I think the DBs are doing a good job covering and at times making plays. And they're working well off each other. And when the opportunities present themselves, we've been capitalizing on them, getting a bunch of interceptions. Our safeties have been playing well. And when it's time to run the ball, I mean, obviously, always a little bit up and down. It's always tough to week in, week out, shut down the run. But I think they've done a good job, and they showed up again last night in the run game.
All right, I need you to be honest with me here. Just be honest. So
are you saying that like you lied to us or something?
No, I'm just asking. He doesn't have to be. He can tell me not to. He can avoid the question if he wants to. No big deal. It's his deal.
I'll screen it
for
him.
So this is my question. So, you know, I do these parties every week. People come out, watch your games on TV, all that fun stuff. And throughout that game last night, people were starting to freak out. You know, Aaron Jones drops the ball. Aaron Jones fumbles. Jimmy Graham drops the ball. Things clearly not going the Packers' way early on. And people are like, Spark, you're going to be wrong because I picked you guys to win handily. And I was like, dude, it's fine. Lines will be the lines. We're going to figure it out one way or the other. And you hear other media members talk about how they were starting to get a little, you know, worried that things weren't going to go the Packers' way by the end of it. Was there ever any doubt on the sidelines as things continued to snowball there early on for you guys?
I mean, I don't have time to really have doubt. The only time that I ever have doubt is when we're getting so beat by another team that they pull our starting quarterback.
Oof.
That's pretty much there. And when we start pulling starters, that's pretty much the team's way of saying, we want to make sure these guys don't get hurt. We're going to go into the next week, which, I mean, has only happened a few times in my entire career.
It hardly happens. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. But I mean, other than that, no. I mean, we got Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. And especially talking about against the Detroit Lions, you don't even need time on the clock to still win a football game against them.
Yep.
David, in a game like last night, what's said after just before you guys get the ball? You're down 22-13. You're looking at each other. You need two scores to win. And like you said, you got 12 minutes left on the clock, but you have 12 in the huddle, and that's one thing that a lot of teams can't say they have.
Yeah, and I just remember being in the huddle. I don't know who said it. Maybe I might have said it. I don't know. We just kind of looked at each other and like, who's going to make a play? Who's going to make a play to get us down this field to score? And I don't really ever even – our coach always talks about – Coach LaFleur always talks about don't flinch. Don't blink, don't flinch, don't hesitate. I don't think there was a doubt in our mind that we didn't – there wasn't doubt in my mind at all that we weren't going to go down and score. We've been effective running the ball, doing play action, passing the ball on them all game, just about putting it together, and especially when you need it most. And guys stepped up when we needed it most.
Have you had any conversation with getting the extension? Tell us right now.
I think the proper way for me to answer is I'm just focused on the season.
There you go.
That better not break on another station. Go ahead, Gary.
Yeah, thank you, Leroy.
I'm going to help negotiate.
Well, hold on. I'll line it up. Want to ask him about Frankie yet so we can get that out of the way?
No, y'all told me not to do that. So
okay, good.
No, I'm good.
All right. So, you got Oakland coming up. We just talked about it. It's a short week. You had them in preseason, but what do you know about Oakland's front?
Honestly, I don't know a whole lot. We just played a game yesterday. We didn't even work today.
Yeah, Gary, what are you doing?
Well, no, they had them in preseason, so I thought maybe
preseason. Yeah, I mean, we didn't – they didn't travel any of their starters.
Okay.
And we didn't end up playing our starters either. So I would say it's going to be an unscouted opponent that we're going to see probably some looks that we haven't normally seen, and hopefully going to be a good game.
And you're going to see some Gruden grinders, right? You're going to see some guys, there's some absolute grinders out there knocking on wood with everything we say. A couple more seconds with David Bakhtiari, Packers left tackle on 105.7 FM, The Fan. David, can you talk to us about Mason Crosby and the leadership that he's shown throughout the preseason? We find out, obviously, the personal stuff that he's going through. But to come back after last year, a tough game against the Lions, and last night he gets to win it for you guys on Monday Night Football.
Yeah, I mean, he's just... He's been Mason since I got here. Same guy. Dealing with the personal stuff. He still comes in, true professional, takes care of his work, has a smile on. And when you need him most and when it matters most, there's a reason why I believe he's there our leading scorer in Packers history.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I mean, that's just what happens when you draft a Buffalo.
That is it. That is what happens when you draft a Buffalo. That is David Bakhtiari, and we talk to him Tuesdays, 4:35 here on The Fan right now. Before 4 o'clock, your $1,000 cash keyword on The Fan is SAND, S-A-N-D, SAND. Text SAND to 72881. Message and data rates do apply. Your next chance to win during the 4 o'clock hour here on The Fan.
We've got some breaking news, Billy, concerning the NFL over there on the computer screen. NFL. Billy.
Well, and our breaking news on The Fan is always powered by Radio.com Sports and brought to you by the midsize Matrix. Yes, from Mercedes-Benz. Sorry.
Good job.
Could have been so much worse.
Couple of things here. Number one, Field Yates tweeting out the Packers have signed veteran wide receiver Ryan Grant and waived running back Trey Carson. Per source, Rob Domofsky followed that tweet up by saying the Packers have also declared tight end Jay Sternberger designed to return off the IR. Per source, he had an ankle injury and now is one of two guys off IR that can return this year. So those are the two breaking pieces of news. So we got to find out what these guys think of Ryan Grant and that signing coming up.
Perfect. Got a couple more pass catcher options for the Green Bay Packers. They'll also talk about that tomorrow night at the Bud Light Huddle, which is back on the road starting at 6 tomorrow. Legendary TV sports anchor Tom Pippins joins Bill Michaels tomorrow at Joe Mama's Bar and Grill in Colgate tomorrow night starting at 6 o'clock. Stevie, you said you also had a wild night last night.
Yeah, it wasn't as fun as yours. No, it wasn't.
There wasn't much fun about what I
yours
did
was more
night,
embarrassing than anything, right? So last night, the 12-year-old wanted to go do some batting practice. Gary, and you've done this before. They got the indoor facilities in Muskego where kids can go practice, or no?
Yeah, indoor facilities.
They do, right.
Yeah.
So we went to an indoor facility for the team that he plays on. And there was a batting camp going on one side of the facility. There was weightlifting and stuff going on the other side of the facility. And then we had like our own little ramp with a net pulled down so he could hit. And it was just me and him. So there was a bunch of young, you know, coaches. And then there's old fart me working with Logan trying to get him all strained up.
You're throwing BP?
We're getting to that point. So we put the ball on the tee, right? I was just putting the ball on the tee, and Logan's hitting the ball off tee at a bucket. It's okay, that's good. I'm moving the tee around the home base, you know, so it gets different looks. Uh-huh. Thinking I know what I'm doing.
Yeah.
Then I get behind the L screen because I have an L screen, and I start overhand, kind of soft tossing, and then I throw some underhand slower, and then a little overhand, changing speeds out and moving it around, right?
Couple of knuckleballs in there, yeah.
Yeah, right. Absolutely. Just having a good time. And then he hit a line drive that hit me square in my neck of my Adam's apple.
Yeah, y'all almost stopped breathing.
And he's been wanting to do that for a while. He finally got it, huh?
Dropped me to my knees.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Dropped me to my knees.
So he was aiming at your head,
so you
Steve.
Were standing behind the screen?
So what I was tough doing guy. Was I was behind the screen. So, I'd throw it overhand, and then I just
leaned
to the left.
Right.
But I was so close to him because I was staying closer but throwing it a little bit harder at him so he didn't have as much time to react. Yeah. So I was throwing it, and it was – he hit it so hard. Boom, down I go. 12-year-old. The 12-year-old saunters over. You good? I'm thinking to myself, well, I'm breathing.
Right.
Didn't get my Adam's apple. I don't feel anything hanging inside my
mouth.
Now,
did your wife record this? Because I'm wondering.
She didn't know what happened. Nobody in there really
knew.
Nobody
filmed it?
Nobody in there even knew what really happened.
Come on, Steve. Don't do me in world style like that.
I'm like, yeah, we're good. He went back over there. We did another bucket and a half. And then we left. And she had no idea. We're walking out the car. And then I told her. She's like, is that why it's all red there? I'm like, yeah, that's why it's all red there.
Yeah, I didn't go in
there. Let me see your neck.
That's why.
Yeah,
you can't
really
tell.
Oh, I thought you just had a wild night, you and your girl.
That's what I was saying. She was like,
but that's from a baseball?
From a baseball.
Man, zip your jacket up.
From a baseball.
Tough guy.
Man,
get behind that screen, man.
Man.
That's got to be on video.
There's got to be a security camera.
Please release that.
Drop.
Somebody got to have it somewhere.
Who? I'm telling you, those coaches that were in there had no idea I got hurt. None. They probably are just now finding out if they're listening.
Well, you put some dirt on it, you scrubbed it off, you dusted yourself off, and got yourself here to work. Steve, proud of you.
Well, I finished. We did another bucket and a half after that.
Yeah,
new throws. We didn't quit.
Right, you got to fight through the adversity. I like it.
Looking
nice
for ice or anything.
They're gonna be at the Mecca. Like, why is Steve leaning over?
You want to know why
we had a delayed reaction?
Yeah,
his head just gonna tilt all the way over.
You want to know why we quit doing the batting practice? Because he
got cold,
feeling a little discomfort on his pinky finger from how it was running.
Now you're gonna throw him under the bus.
Right, that's what he's doing.
Yeah. Now you're throwing him under the bus.
Did you
really went upset. Another bucket and a half?
Steve really wanted to go.
Ready to go.
Steve really wanted to go swing on him. What he wanted to do?
No.
He wanted Garrett, didn't he?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, he did.
That's not true.
Because he's bigger than you. I want to go over there and just...
No.
Nope. Yes, you did.
No.
Steve was saying to himself, you mean tell me...
That's right.
Swing on him.
You mean tell me I almost can't breathe?
You're right.
Breathe. You talking about your pinky finger?
Right. Yeah. Talk about his finger. Right. Yeah. That's why we ended up quitting.
Steve wanted to fight that kid, man. 12 years old, man. Why would you want to fight a 12-year-old?
I told him, I said, go talk to your coach who was there and ask him if something's wrong.
This Mandela friend, man.
Oh, wow, that is great stuff.
Yeah?
Oh, that is good
He's
stuff.
He's been aiming for you the whole year, so he finally got you. That's all right. Oh,
and speaking of breaking news, we'll have breaking news.
He hit it good, though. I was proud of him. It was a smart sideline drive.
But, and then he found out how you were, so that's good.
Yeah, we're fine.
Yeah, he looked at you and said, get up.
But I listened to Billy's story, and I was like, I'd rather have that happen to me other than going through that last night.
Oh, the 20-5?
Yeah, I'd rather
fall. Why are you bringing that up?
I mean, you're a little embarrassed, but that's better than a line drive to the throat.
Oh, that's for sure. Yeah, well, I would have caught the one at the throat. Wendy's Big Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.